As someone in private practice, you are someone in business. And in order to have a sustainable business, you need a healthy sales funnel. One that not only attracts plenty of your ideal clients, but one that nurtures them to paying clients and keeps them coming back for more. Your funnel is your crucial pipeline of potential customers for your course. The problem created by an unhealthy funnel is inadequate lead generation. Without enough potential customers at the top of your funnel, it's going to be tough to maintain sales momentum. Welcome to the Nutrition Content Creator Podcast. This is where health and wellness professionals come to nail their nutrition content game, scale their practices, and get clients the results they are looking for. Get ready to unlock your potential as a nutrition professional. I'm your host, Jeannie Petrucci, registered dietitian nutritionist, culinary coach, and expert nutrition content creator. And I'm super excited to go on this journey with you, supporting you with actionable steps you can take to save time and become more competitive. In this podcast, I'll provide you with solutions. I'll be sharing my knowledge and expertise on how to create compelling, dynamic nutrition content that attracts, serves, and retains your ideal clients. Content that also supports you with growing your practice. Let's get into today's episode. COVID left its impact on private practice health and wellness professionals, thrusting us all into the digital space, whether we wanted it or not. Some of us embraced it, and some went kicking and screaming. But here we are, 4 years later, and it appears that virtual services are here to stay. Digital courses exploded during this time, and while I think they are still relevant, they appear to be losing some of their appeal, mostly because of market saturation. It doesn't mean that we should move on to the next thing, whatever that is, but it does mean that we have to step up our game if we are to compete. It is essential that we not only stand out, but also avoid the common pitfalls that many new course creators fall into. Today, we'll talk about several predictable yet avoidable mistakes that could tank your digital course before you even begin, and what you can do to avoid them. I will introduce each problem by asking a question for you to consider. Who are you serving? Think about this. Creating a course called Healthy Eating Made Simple sounds great, but who is it for? If you can't answer that clearly and concisely, you might end up spending a lot of energy speaking into a void. The broader your audience, the less specific your marketing message becomes, and unfortunately, the less effective it is. So what happens when your target audience is more of a guess than a precise decision? You end up creating generic content and messaging. Generic content tends to attract generic interest, which rarely translates into sales. The problem here is undefined ideal customer avatar. Without a clear target, your course is like a ship without a rudder, drifting in the ocean of thousands of other courses. It becomes difficult to create compelling marketing materials, set the right price, or even choose the channels for promotion. Here's your solution. Nail down who you are talking to. If you have not yet listened to episode number one, Are You Feeding a Starving Audience? It's episode number one for a reason. Because every piece of nutrition content that you create, including your digital course, starts with not only building the right customer persona, but giving them everything that they need to get the high-value outcome that they desire. Every aspect, from the content you include and the assignments you set to the marketing channels you choose, should speak directly to your persona's needs and their lifestyle. Question number two, how is the health of your funnel? If your answer is, what is a funnel? You've identified the problem. As someone in private practice, you are someone in business. And in order to have a sustainable business, you need a healthy sales funnel. One that not only attracts plenty of your ideal clients, but one that nurtures them to paying clients and keeps them coming back for more. Your funnel is your crucial pipeline of potential customers for your course. The problem created by an unhealthy funnel is inadequate lead generation. Without enough potential customers at the top of your funnel, it's going to be tough to maintain sales momentum. Why? Because not everyone who hears about your course will sign up. It's a numbers game, and here are the numbers. What percentage of people in your funnel are you hoping will purchase your course? 30%, 20%, maybe 10%? Nope. According to industry standards, 5% is an excellent result. And that's assuming your pool of prospects is full of your ideal customer avatar. Here's the solution. Get your funnel flowing. Figure out the technology that you need to push people through your customer journey, then start thinking about attraction strategies to get them into your funnel. Here are four funnel solutions that can support the health of your funnel. These are not short-term fixes. Getting a funnel flowing takes time, consistency, and patience, so trust the process. The first solution is content marketing. Start with sharing valuable content that resonates with your defined audience. Whether it's blog posts, opt-ins, free guides, or video tutorials, ensure that each piece is crafted to address their specific needs and therefore pique their interest in your course. Social media. We've talked quite a bit on the podcast about the necessity of showing up on social media. Is it really necessary? It depends. If you have other sources for attracting your ICA to your funnel, then you may not need to spend a lot of time here. But when you do, make it count. You may not be able to sell your course directly using social media. In fact, it's not likely, but it can be a powerful tool to increase awareness of you and your offer. Use platforms where your target audience hangs out. Post engaging interactive content that encourages followers to learn more about you, how you are different from the competition, and what transformation you can offer them. The third solution for inadequate lead generation is hosting an event. You can increase that 5% conversion rate that we talked about if you host an event or a free workshop as part of your sales pipeline. This fills your funnel with not only your ICA, but also those who have already made the decision to engage with you on a deeper level. If you add this type of lead magnet, be sure to tag these people as they should be your priority when you begin offering your course. Lastly, we'll talk about paid advertising to solve the problem of inadequate lead generation. Paid ads can be a powerful tool for lead generation. This is the one solution that can accelerate the flow of your funnel. Use Facebook's detailed targeting options, for instance, to reach prospective students to your course by interest, demographics, and even behaviors. Workshops and webinars that we just talked about are ideal for Facebook ads and can be powerful drivers of email list growth. I recommend getting support placing ads as they can get expensive if not set up properly, and they do represent additional work. You'll be generating creatives, captions, and landing pages to support them. Also, ads for health-related topics can be tricky to navigate, as it is easy to violate Facebook's policy. Engaging someone who has experience with this can save you time and potentially avoid your ad account being suspended. Our next big question, which addresses a mistake that many people make with their courses, is what is the perceived value of your course? We're not talking dollars and cents here. We're talking about return on investment. Your potential clients will weigh if their time and money are well spent with you. The problem is lack of perceived value. Lack of perceived value is usually related to the messaging around the course, not the course itself. Potential clients won't be sold on all the bells and whistles that your course contains. They will be sold when you hit an emotional chord communicating specifically how you will solve their problem and help them achieve a transformation with this experience. The benefits or return on investment must be really clear or they won't bother signing up. Let's talk about several solutions for lack of perceived value. First, focus on outcomes, not features. Emphasize the transformation or outcomes that your course promises. For example, rather than merely listing 10 modules on nutrition basics, highlight what the learner will achieve, like better management of blood sugar levels to reduce risk of developing diabetes. That would be a high-value outcome for clients who are pre-diabetic and don't want to go on medications. Use clear, relatable examples to illustrate these outcomes. For instance, you could describe a before and after scenario for a typical student, such as someone who reversed their prediabetes and now has lower risk of developing a chronic disease, and they'll have improved longevity. Next, you could showcase tangible benefits. Be specific about the benefits. Vague promises like improve your health or feeling better are less compelling than reduce your blood sugar levels within 3 weeks. Include statistics or research findings that support the effectiveness of your approach if they're available. Citing specific studies or experts can help increase your credibility and show the science behind your methods. The next solution for lack of perceived value is to incorporate social proof. Share testimonials from past clients who have seen significant benefits from working with you. Real-world examples of success stories are powerful motivators, as your potential clients will see themselves in these testimonials. If you have offered a beta program, which I strongly recommend that you do, you can offer a detailed case study that walks potential students through the course journey and its impact. This can illustrate the practical application and benefits of your course. Listen to episode 16 of this podcast for more details on running a beta offer of your course. The final solution we'll talk about for lack of perceived value is reduce risk with guarantees. This tends to make most of us uncomfortable because it seems risky. The only way you can get over this uncomfortable feeling is to feel so confident that your course will deliver, it's a no-brainer. Listen to episode number 34, where I discuss what it takes to create an irresistible offer. Offer a money-back guarantee if a student does the work and feels the course did not deliver the promised outcomes. This can alleviate the fears of financial loss on behalf of the client and demonstrate confidence in your course's value. You can also consider offering a free trial period or a preview module. This allows potential students to experience the course's value firsthand before committing to the full price. If you put the solution in action and receive a high volume of refund requests, or if people don't opt in, then you need to take a closer look at the actual value your course is providing and rework it. Our conversation today can help you identify whether or not your practice is ready for a course, or if you've already launched a course, what potential problems you could have been encountering, and to explain really why it hasn't been selling. We've talked about clearly identifying who your course is for. We also talked about establishing a healthy funnel and making sure that your course offers clear and compelling value to your potential customers. There are some other questions that you can ask yourself about why your course might not be selling, or if potentially you're ready to have a course or not. First, do you have the resources and technology necessary to support a quality learning experience? You should ensure that you have the right tools and technology to deliver your course content really smoothly. This includes a reliable course platform or EHR, some customer support system in place, and possibly tools for interactive elements of your course to encourage student engagement. Also, is your course content well organized and of high quality? The course should be structured in a way that it progressively builds knowledge and skills, is easy to follow, and is engaging. High quality, actionable content is key to keeping students motivated and committed. Those of you who are Living Plate RX members already have pre-built courses available to you in your library. So a lot of that initial work is done for you, but you still need to do the work to infuse your practice, infuse your brand, and most importantly, infuse yourself into the course and building in some engaging content to help keep your students motivated and committed to behavior change. Another question that you can ask yourself is, are you ready to keep the course updated and respond to feedback? Oftentimes practitioners launch courses and get really excited about it, which is awesome, but there's a lot of follow-up that needs to happen once you do launch a course. So it's not a set it and forget it product, like most gurus might have you believe. You need to be prepared to update content. You need to respond to student feedback and then incorporate that feedback into changes in your course. And you continuously need to improve the course to maintain its relevance and effectiveness. Another question you can ask yourself is, can your practice absorb the initial costs associated with creating and marketing the course? So developing a course requires, sometimes a small and sometimes significant upfront investment, depending on if you have a support team in place and what kind of software you have access to. But either way, it's an investment of time and money. So make sure that your practice's finances can support this endeavor without jeopardizing other areas of your business. If you have launched a course without some of these foundational principles in place, that could explain why it hasn't taken off. And then lastly, is there still a demand for your course topic in the market? You should research current trends in nutrition education to ensure that your course topic is still in demand. There are a lot of courses available out there, so you need to assess what exists and figure out a way to make your course different. Listen to episode number 4, where we talk about creating a blue ocean practice. The principles discussed can be applied to creating a blue ocean product, such as a course, as well. And now for your content cure for this week. For this episode, we've put together a guide and checklist that provides a structured approach to creating a digital course, ensuring that all major aspects are covered to maximize your course's potential success. The checklist format makes it easy for you to follow and implement the steps necessary to avoid common pitfalls and effectively market your course. That's it for today. Thank you for joining me. I trust that you found value in this episode. Be sure to follow this podcast and remember to download your resources in the show notes. Visit us at livingplaterx.com for complete show notes and access to all the evidence-based nutrition content you need to create a thriving practice that serves up the most delicious and irresistible content your clients are looking for. And don't forget to tune in again next Tuesday as we continue to explore the latest trends in nutrition content marketing.